News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Heard already this morning, Hurricane Helene has made an historic landfall as the strongest hurricane on record to slam into Florida's Big Bend. And Dr. Athena Masson, meteorologist and hurricane specialist, joins us this morning. It looks like massive fallout from this storm. Athena, it looks like this is probably going to, the fallout of this will go on for weeks, maybe if not months. Can you tell us your assessment of where we're at? 400 miles wide, we're hearing this storm is now.
Absolutely. It is one monster of a storm, to say the least. And we've been tracking it for days since it was way down in the Gulf of Mexico before it started to head northward and underwent rapid intensification. And we've been seeing this over the past few years with these hurricanes that get into the Gulf, that they strengthen so quickly in a matter of just 24 hours. And Helene is a great example of this, did the exact same thing. We were expecting this. But to come ashore as such a large hurricane, but also that of a Category 4, without a doubt, the Big Bend, but even areas further upwards into Georgia, we're going to be seeing some recovery efforts lasting for the next few days, even into the next few weeks.
Okay. We're hearing, obviously, that evacuation, we're beyond that now, and people are being told to sort of hunker down and stay put wherever they are. But huge difficulty for people, 20-foot walls of water hitting the coast, lots of single-story buildings. There has already been loss of life, obviously. It's hard to think that there won't be a lot more as well. Would that be your read of this?
I really hope that I'm wrong because I always hope for the best. Yeah. I prepare for the worst, though. And Floridians, we are strong against hurricanes, but Mother Nature at the end of the day does win. And with the Big Bend area, the housing structures in this area, they're mostly made out of wood. You mm-hmm. don't see a lot of concrete or brick structures that really withstand these intense winds or this intense storm surge. So when you're in these types of structures, then our risk becomes greater, both to our property and to our lives. So unfortunately, yeah. Yes, we probably have to expect it.
A million people currently, we are hearing, without power, and also roads and vast tracts of land flooded. I imagine this will very much hamper any kind of rescue efforts that are ongoing at the moment. In fact, maybe it's too dangerous to even attempt rescue, I suppose, missions at the moment.
Absolutely. And it's something that we deal with every major hurricane that does come ashore in Florida. It takes time for emergency managers and crew members to get down into these affected areas. And in the Big Bend, it's mostly woodlands and marshlands. It's a low population density relative to much of the state. So it's going to take time to get through those barricades in order to get into those areas that need that
sure.
dire help.
And maybe lastly, obviously the fallout and the cleanup is going to be long and arduous. But how long more do you think that the worst of the storm is going to batter those five states?
It really depends on Helene's speed, forward speed motion. It's picking up right now. It's going at about 24 miles per hour. It'll be out of Florida and Georgia. That's good news for them. We can get rescue operators in there in order to help them. But we are expecting it to stall over the Tennessee area. And that could cause a few delays upwards to about a week in order for emergency managers to get in and help.
All right. Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Dr. Athena Masson, their hurricane specialist and meteorologist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.